Hi, this is Kate Daly. And, you know, I've been talking about this a lot on the show lately, but we need to make our homes a real place of refuge. And I can't imagine a better way of doing that other than adding a hot tub or jacuzzi in the backyard, a place to relax, a place to kind of contemplate, think, and get all of the desired benefits from using a hot tub. It's an amazing hot tub. It's a Bullfrog. Bullfrog stands on its own with its own reputation of being long-lasting and one of the most amazing jacuzzis on the market. In fact, right now they have a free audio system on selected models worth $500. You can have a staycation in your own backyard, not to mention the hydrotherapy jets that are totally amazing, each one of them different, and you can actually customize them. Get one of your own. With over 40 years of experience, Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Spas is the leader in hydro pool swim spas, Bullfrog spas, the jet packs that are interchangeable behind every seat, the Passion Swim Spas, the American Swim Spas. It's the way to go. Get a hold of Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Spas and get yours ordered right away. Or call 688-8797, but get yours ordered right now.
Sometimes our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Nation's public health infrastructure to ensure that we have the capacity to stay in the containment mode. Those of you who heard me talk before, I've told you that in January and February, up to February 27, 28, this nation had 14 cases. We were in the containment mode. And then, unfortunately, the virus overwhelmed where we got into extreme mitigation. We are building that public health capacity now to make sure that we stay in the containment mode for the upcoming fall and winter season, so we will not need to resort to the kind of mitigation that we had to this spring. By the American public's continued cooperation, obviously in the areas of personal hygiene and the types of social distancing strategies that just a minute ago, that the issue that I was talking about being more difficult, is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next fall and winter, we are going to have two viruses circulating. And we're going to have to distinguish between which is flu and which is the coronavirus. And so the comment that I made, it's more difficult. Doesn't mean it's going to be more impossible. Doesn't mean it's going to be more, as some people have said, worse. It just means it's more difficult because we have to distinguish between the two. And what I was wanting to do and what I want to do again here is appeal to the American public to recognize they can really help like they did with mitigation, which they really helped. I need them to help now to best prepare us by getting the flu vaccine and taking flu out of the picture. No, I actually think it's actually going to be, I think the American public is going to heed the request to relook at their vaccine hesitancy to vaccine with confidence for flu. And I'm confident that the public health infrastructure that we're putting together now across this country so that we can early case diagnose, isolate, and contact trace, as I say, block and tackle, block and tackle. That system is going to be there, and we're going to be able to contain this virus.
Right. I just love Red Pill. We don't know the difference between flu and this, but, you know, just take the vaccine. Just take the vaccine. Feel a little forced? Yeah, I think so. Red Filled. What a beaut. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you, Uncle Milty?
Disgusted. I'm disgusted.
Please don't
That's
hold back. Tell us how you really feel. What's up?
I'm just disgusted. I'm disgusted with the pathetic ignorance of so many people. They're emotional. They're ignorant. They refuse to look at facts when you lay them in front of them. They just refuse to even look at them.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to look at that. It disagrees with what I believe. I mean, it's crazy.
I know. It's getting hard. It's really, really tough.
It's really difficult. It's almost to the point where I just want to say to heck with it and let them die.
Let them die.
Because they're going to die. They're going to die from from not using their gray matter.
Oh, what brought this about today?
No, this has been building for a while. Believe me.
No, I hear you. I really am.
I'm just with you. And when you try to explain to them why what they're saying is irrational, their answer is, you're mean.
Yep.
Not, no, here's the facts.
Yeah.
Not, no, I have a source that says this. It's, you're mean because you don't agree with me.
There's nothing else. I mean, what do you say after that?
There's nothing you can say after. They refuse to look at anything.
Which is really the point. They don't want you to say anything.
That's right.
Because if it was an exchange of information, they would lose.
Right.
So you have to go into the you're mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nowhere else to go after that. Well, one thing before we get rolling, because I'd love to give a demonstration of what you're talking about, but and I will in just a second. But Citizens for Constitutional Government are presenting Chris Ann Hall in person this week, Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, Cottontown Village, Washington, Utah, 10 a.m. She'll be talking on state sovereignty, 7 p.m. History of the Constitution. So if you can make it in the morning, go to the 10 a.m. State Sovereignty at Cottontown Village on Wednesday. If you can only make the evening, 7 p.m. History of the Constitution. I'm sure I'll be at both. And then Thursday, August 6th, 10 a.m., The Forgotten Founders. 12 p.m. is Roots of Liberty. And this is for middle school and high school, and lunch provided. And you need to RSVP, too. And then 7 p.m. is Righteous Resistance. So there's going to be some great stuff Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday at noon is the one for middle school and high school students.
I have at one time attended each of those.
Yeah.
At one time or another.
Me, too. Yeah.
And you leave afterwards in total awe of what you didn't know.
You know what? It's so true, isn't it?
Yep.
I highly, highly recommend this. This is this week, August 5th and August 6th. Thursday is at Staley Farm at the barn. Wednesday, the day before, is Cottontown Village. So Wednesday, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and this is for middle school and high school also. You can go also, but middle school and high school are invited. 7 p.m., and of course high school is invited to all of this. 7 p.m., Righteous, that one is in the evening too. She will also be live in studio on our show for Thursday's show as well. She'll be also filming her live show on our show. So it'll be quite the day on Thursday. So I'm really, really hoping that all of you will attend, become a Liberty addict, and as her t-shirt says, and support this venue. And thank you to Citizens for Constitutional Government for having her, because they are the ones that are bringing her here. And let me tell you, to get her in your area is hard because she's seriously booked out. And so they've been working on this for quite some time, but this Wednesday and Thursday, and you can go to Citizens for Constitutional Government on Facebook, and you can check out the event. Citizens for Constitutional Government, and be a part of this. This is going to be so amazing, you guys. I'll share this on the show page, and please, please, please make sure you're at this event and support this. I want a big crowd there because this is so important that we learn these things. I can't even tell you. I'm excited. Anyway, all right. So the school bus drivers, the head of the organization of school bus drivers in Utah. I didn't know that we only hire the vulnerable, frail, and sickly, but apparently we do. And so that's all we've got with school bus drivers. I'm sure some of these school bus drivers out there are highly offended at that, but this is what they're putting out there. Ben Rowley, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Transportation Local 6226, said many of the school bus drivers they represent in Salt Lake County School District are vulnerable to COVID-19. I'm sorry, are we hiring just frail and vulnerable people, or is immunocompromised? I didn't know this. Is this part of the job, or?
Yeah, my guess is they're probably in fear of hunger too.
Yes, he actually said, yeah, you're probably right. 50% of our workforce is high risk. Now you're going to ask yourself, but why is that, Mr. Raleigh? Oh, it's just because they're older. Oh, I didn't realize that as you age, you just have no immune system. Did you know that? It's news to me. Okay, so many of our drivers have underlying health conditions, such as asthma and diabetes and heart condition. Oh, I'm sorry. Are they suddenly so vulnerable they have to be boy in the bubble? I didn't know this. So he said they're clamoring for plexiglass, sheets of plexiglass, because this was their gripe. It's only a few, but he's making it seem as if it's the whole lot of them, a sickly kid could get on the bus, even though kids don't have COVID. But anyway, that's just a fact that nobody ever wants to address. So he said that a sickly kid could get on the bus and they don't have enough temperature takers and they will infect everyone on the bus. You know why? Because suddenly none of these children have an immune system either. They are totally frail, vulnerable, and weak. As weak as the bus drivers are, and no one has an immune system in this country. And this is why the entire nation gets the flu every year. The entire nation gets AIDS. The entire nation gets cancer. Malaria. The entire nation gets everything because we have no immune system. So he's afraid that hordes of children on unventilated buses are going to get ill and die.
So he thinks a piece of plexiglass is going to save them.
Yep.
Maybe he should put a snorkel out the window and breathe through it.
Has total idiocy permeated the school system or what? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to comment about the whole bus driver job thing.
Yeah.
I actually applied for it.
Uh-huh.
And the job only pays 4 hours a day. It's why they can only get senior citizens to do it.
Right,
You work like 2 hours before school and then 2 hours after school.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to do it. I mean, you're wondering why they're not hiring younger people, because younger people want to get paid.
Yes. Know? And I guess older people, I guess the people that they're hiring then are also just so happens that they are retired, but also they are completely immunocompromised, completely vulnerable, probably should not be in the workforce, according to them, because they're going to get sick at any moment.
Well, yeah. I'm not arguing any of that other stuff with you. I'm just telling you why you asked about the whole year. Because I think the kids should go back to school. I'm younger. I want my kids back in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be back in school.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, nobody wanted to go to school, so good for them.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. I'll get back on that point in a second. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You have about 30 seconds.
Well, I can do it in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Last time I checked, if you drive a bus, you have to have a CDL.
Uh-huh.
If you have a CDL, they're very strict on their physicals and your physical well-being to even let you drive.
Ah, very good point. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Very, very good point. In fact, are they all frail and vulnerable? Are all the children frail and vulnerable? Are we all ready to get sick at any moment? Is this why we all get the flu every single year? Without exception, 331 million Americans, we all get everything that we are up against. So, you know, because I know that I've probably been sick and come to work. Did you get everything I've had? No, of course not. Are we 6 feet apart? No. Masks? No. All I know is that they are turning our nation into a frail and vulnerable nation. And people are believing it.
Yep.
Your immune system works better than a mask ever will. Yet no one wants to say it. The idiocy is just overwhelming.
I have AIDS and I have a better immune system than those people.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show and I will take your calls.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a suitcase.
Congress sent.
Sunday morning, creeping
sing like a
nun. Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment, too. So much to talk about today on a Monday. There always is. It's insane. By the way, you know how I'm always talking about making your home kind of more of a castle? You know, Bullfrog has the most wonderful jacuzzis and tropical pool. It would be the guys that would do an amazing job at delivering that said jacuzzi hot tub to your home. Make your home someplace that you do not want to leave, because I think we're going to be spending a lot more time at home. And I am telling you something, that there is something really nice and relaxing about getting in a hot tub after a long, hard day at work. And it really is an extremely relaxing moment. If you need some peace from this world, if you need to be able to relax, set up your home right now. I would take the opportunity right now to make the most out of your home, your backyard, your area that you'll be spending a lot of time in, quite frankly. And let me just tell you of all the benefits too that it can provide you, and the health benefits alone. I'm just talking about even just the relaxation of it all. It really does provide a lot of peace. And I would highly, highly recommend you getting a Bullfrog. They are the best hot tubs and jacuzzis. They last the longest. They're the best. They're well made. And there's a lot of options to those. Give Tropical Pool a call, because I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world when you want to be at home, when you want to have people over, when you want to have your backyard be a paradise away from this world. Then get all of those things that are necessary for that. And a Bullfrog jacuzzi is amazing. Let me just tell you, they're made so well. The number one brand. So anyway, Tropical Pool, amazing. A bunch of people over there too. They'll help you out. Tropical Pool. All right, let's take a caller. Why not? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Sam calling.
Hey, what's up?
Thought you might find this interesting. You can tell the media is getting desperate over this corona stuff.
Yeah.
We are now disinformation specialists along with the doctors funded by Russia.
Ah.
That's according to USA Radio Network News, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So.
Tying Russia.
Any of us that speak, they're telling everybody to look out for disinformation specialists on the net.
Yeah.
I was so amazed by the report. I actually took it, because we, part of the feeds that we get here on Missouri Liberty Radio, you guys run network news at the top of the hour as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll hear something and it's so outrageous, I just have to clip it out of the audio, and store it back for future reference. And that was on Friday, by the way, they put this out. And I thought, oh, my God, you guys are desperate now when you start running this kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. So we're bringing Russia back into the narrative. Okay.
Yep. And, here's the crazy thing about this is a network that's supposed to be on our side.
Wow.
Because remember, USA Radio Network used to be primarily run on Christian stations and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
I
don't know, did they get bought out by somebody?
They must have. You know what? It doesn't surprise me, though, because the boogeyman, this is why they went to goggles and face masks at home from Deborah Burks, Miss Scarf, because they're getting so desperate. And so the height of desperation is, what kind of boogeyman can we bring back that'll really scare them? And, of course, they think of Russia. And what's so funny is I don't know anyone that would actually be scared of Russia right now. They're so busy being afraid of each other. Russia, to go that far, to be that desperate, it's amazing. I don't know. I think they should bring back North Korea as the boogeyman. Tell us we're all going to get nuked.
Yeah, they may as well at this point. This is just getting crazy now. When you start hearing this from networks that claim to be on our side, this is something I would expect to hear from CNN.
Right? Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad you brought that to our attention.
I'm hearing it from networks that claim to be on our side.
Wow. Thank you. A whole new low.
So,
thank you so much. Yeah. In fact, I'd like to have a moment to thank the terrorists for not doing anything while COVID was present. It's an amazing feat when you look at those terrorists who want to kill everybody, and no terrorist attacks were going on to where it permeated the news in the last 8 months. I'm in complete shock. You know, ever since the impeachment fell through, I was just actually surprised we didn't get a terrorist attack. But they've been surprisingly quiet. And thank you for respecting COVID and our fear for COVID, because, my gosh, to not have to deal with terrorism on top of COVID, what could have been better? But I guess we're dealing with Russia on top of COVID. So
Sam always leaves so quick.
Yeah.
I really wanted to have a chance to say, das vidanya, comrade.
Thank you for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the American Federation of Teachers and this report that they're concerned about the bus drivers contracting and dying from COVID-19.
Yes.
First of all, you talked about idiots. The idiots are the ones that listen to these liars.
I know.
The president of the American Federation of Teachers some years ago, this decades back, was in a discussion, public discussion, and the person who was talking to him was talking about the interest of the children. You know what he stated? This is quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. He stated, "We'll be concerned with the interest of the children when they start paying dues."
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you can look that quote up.
Okay.
I mean, for a moment, they were candid and honest.
Jeez.
But back to that statement, it is absolutely blatantly, obviously a lie. First of all, I've worked in over 100 schools and about six school districts. I've worked with over 1,000 teachers, seen it over 1,000 teachers, government schools, and over 100 bus drivers, probably hundreds of bus drivers.
Mm-hmm.
There is no significant age difference between bus drivers, at least this is in Southern California, and teachers. Maybe in elementary school, elementary school teachers tend to be younger. Maybe there's a slight difference between the age. But most bus drivers are not elderly people. But putting that aside, didn't you cite a stat that there is no report, using
yes.
the enemy's stats, of any teacher dying from a child contact giving them COVID-19 or even contract? Zero.
Yep.
So these teachers probably have even closer contact with the children and longer than a bus driver is not even looking towards them when sitting in their chair. So if the teachers aren't dying, then the bus drivers would not be dying.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Really appreciate that.
They're just lying to us everywhere. Wake up.
I know.
We've got to we've got to resist these viruses. If we don't, the vaccines, if we don't resist them, we're going to be doomed.
Yes.
And if we don't organize and resist, they're going to force it on us.
But I'm with you.
But Mark, it's not nice to call liars liars.
You're mean.
Well, according to my God, it is.
Yes.
Several places in Scripture it denounces liars, including right in the Ten Commandments.
Yes, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah, that was a great point. I'm glad you brought up the American Teachers Federation. They really did.
And that is a true quote from Shanker.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no...
Yeah, Shanker Institute actually put that on. And then, of course, what he's talking about was coming from the frontline doctors. One of the doctors that was talking actually said that. He said that that report came out and, of course, there was no substantiated case around the entire country that ever said or that ever claimed that a student gave a teacher COVID. So in the entire country, world, in the entire world. So that came from the frontline doctor. I'm forgetting his name right now, the one that spoke, but I played that on an intro clip coming into the show. I think it was on Friday or Thursday. It's kind of amazing. I'm not quite sure what to think. In fact, I think this was the clip. Here you go. Let's see here.
Kids are tolerating it very well. They're not passing it on to their parents. They're not passing it on to their teachers. Dr. Mark Woolhouse from Scotland, who is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist, said the following. He said there has not been one documented case of COVID being transferred from a student to a teacher in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah. I also want to mention this, too, on the frontline doctors. You know, they kept kind of that clip, the beginning of that clip. Just listen to the beginning of this clip for 1 second.
Kids are tolerating it very well. They're not passing it on to their parents. They're not passing it on to their teachers.
That kind of makes it seem like they have it. They don't. I just wanted to make sure people were realizing that they don't have it. They're not. Cold virus, of course, lots of kids get cold virus during you know, the winter, and during the spring, I guess, fall and winter, or fall and summer, not so much. But I don't also want to make, I want to make sure that people are realizing that people are not getting this highly contagious thing either. And for the death toll, I think it's at 158, right? This is how the media says, 158,000. We have 260,000 deaths on average every single year due to COVID, flu, and pneumonia. So I just wanted to say, for the record, we're actually shy of the national average for respiratory flu deaths. And because I played the clip of Redfield, who manages the CDC, he actually said that they don't even know the difference. And so the test, the PCR test, actually the test that they're using cannot tell the difference either. But they're just marking it COVID just to be safe. Okay.
You've got to stop with the facts. I can't take it anymore.
I know. It's just, it's hard to hear, isn't it? Yeah. 156,000. Do you know, if the media did this with diabetes, if all they ever reported on was how many people in the world had diabetes and in the country had diabetes, you would think, and you'd be running in fear, and you would be like freaking out over diabetes. It's all in the way they paint the subject.
People would be going to Hawaii and starting the sugar fields on fire if they did that.
It's so true. It's the media. If the media puts the drama into it, if it says, oh my gosh, new infected cases, even though they're not infected, it's just cases because people can test positive. It's amazing what the media can spin. But the media is told what to spin, and the government will put it out, the government in general. And so I'm just, you know what? Oh my gosh, I wish people would calm down. Do you know people are using their health ailments as older people, as older persons? I have diabetes. I have a heart condition. So you need to wear the mask. Why? We didn't need to wear the mask the last decades of the century. Why now? See, it's the fear of the media that says you have to wear a mask now, as opposed to all the other decades we've lived in. And I'm sorry, but we do have immune systems. And so all these older people that are like, well, I have diabetes. You will wear a mask for me, and you better, or I'm going to force you, and you're an awful person. Think about what they're doing and saying.
I very politely just say, did you have diabetes last year?
Oh my gosh. It doesn't matter if you have diabetes. No one needs to wear a mask around you. It doesn't matter if you have heart disease. Nobody needs to wear a mask around you. We're all healthy. It's just, that's the idiocy of people just thinking that I'm now vulnerable. Isn't that the media message? You're all vulnerable. You're going to get anything any minute. Your immune system doesn't work.
You know what I realized this weekend?
What's that?
And I had no idea really before.
Uh-huh.
How many experts there are in this country that don't have a name.
Oh, the anonymous expert.
The anonymous experts. The experts say...
Oh my gosh, it's the they crowd. They.
Yeah.
Quote unquote they. So anyway, by the way, August 5th and 6th, Chris Ann Hall in town. Oh man, you can get a morning at 10 a.m. session. You can get a noon session. You can get a 7 p.m. session. Do not miss this. I really do hope there's a very, very large crowd, because you're going to learn something really special from Chris Ann Hall in person this week in our area. Be right back on KateDallyRadio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. They are the guys. They'll fix your car and fix it right up, actually. In fact, it'll look good as new. They've got the experience to do it, too. And they're all around good people over there. They're honest. They know what they're doing. They'll handle the insurance companies for you. And maybe it can be done without the insurance company. And there's lots of ways in which they can help you. ABC Auto Body Central. Just remember that when you're in an accident, because these are the guys I would use. Auto Body Central. I've used them personally, and they're just fantastic. Make sure you get over there. I just wanted to mention, too, Diamond and Silk on August 21st. So mark that on your calendar. They'll be so fun. That'll be in our 3 o'clock hour Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern. So that'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait to interview them. Haven't you been wanting to interview them for a while? They're fun. They're mm-hmm. really fun.
They are.
They've
fun.
Got a new book out, too. By the way, we started a YouTube channel. There's some videos there. You could look that up. The Kate Daly Show, The Kate Show. And Uncle Melty's on a few of them, or one of them.
One.
Okay, well, you're doing more.
Maybe.
He's too fun. He has to. Make sure you check that out. And I just filmed one that was 8 minutes long, and it's talking about... are we a racist nation? And I bring up some of the things I brought up on the show as far as going back into the archives and really looking at the tone and tenor of our nation in the 80 years before the Civil War and really what our nation's about. It's a good history lesson, and you might want to play it for your kids or play it on a road trip, and your kids can learn something really special about America. No, we're not a racist nation. In fact, we helped eradicate that, but BLM just doesn't want to let it go. So it doesn't want to tell the truth. Black Lives Matter. Matters, that is. All right. So I think I got some business done. Okay. We're going to talk about Burgess Owens in just a moment, too. They say he's neck and neck with that weirdo socialist McAdams. But anyway, we'll be right back on that in just a moment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Back in your last segment, Uncle Milty brought up the word of an expert. Mm-hmm. And I remember in my high school days, our teacher told us about to learn about syllables. Oh. An expert is broken down into an X means it's an alias, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. So if you want to be an expert, wear your badge proudly.
That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We have a bunch of those in our world, don't we?
We sure yep. do. That was great. Thank you so
much. We really appreciate your program for both of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That was great. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
How are things in mini California?
they're interesting. I wish we could get rid of some of these liberals great. In office, but go ahead.
It's always great to hear the skeptical tones of Uncle Milty emanating from my radio along with yours. It's a good blend.
We speak sarcasm.
I have a theory, an argument that
sure.
I would like to use. I have a friend that's a creationist,
mm-hmm.
and I think you guys are,
mm-hmm.
and so I wanted to bounce this concept off of you and see if it has merit.
Okay.
My understanding with creationism is that all species and animals and everything were created at creation. Nothing new has come out
yep.
since
mm-hmm.
then. Okay. So if that's true, then COVID must, if it exists,
uh-huh.
must have been around since creation.
Ah. Interesting.
And if that's the case, then mm-hmm. wouldn't it have wiped out the human race? Because who wore masks
mm-hmm.
Except bank robbers? You know, we'd all
right.
be bank robber offspring, I guess.
Yeah. Well, if we didn't have a God-given immune system that works really beautifully for most people in the world, we would have been wiped out long ago from many things.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Uncle.
Actually, it does. Right. It does almost completely wipe out the human race. Every 250,000 years, we've hit that cycle.
Oh, really? Well, doesn't that get away from creationism?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, of course.
Years.
Yes.
Would
yes.
have been before creation, right?
Right. Yeah.
I love his sarcasm. Anyway,
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, do you think that's a good
yeah.
argument to use?
Yes, I think that we all want to forget the immune system. I get letters sent to the studio, and they're ridiculous. And I get emails that are ridiculous. And nobody ever wants to mention the good old immune system. It's still there and working, and it works far better than a mask ever would. But nobody ever wants to talk about that. Why? Because the mask argument would go away. It would simply go away if people started talking about the immune system and doctors did. But doctors do not do us a service by ignoring the immune system. So they want us to be in fear. I guess people want us to be in fear. The government wants us to be in fear. And if people started just honestly sending a ton of information on the immune system, maybe it would get hard to ignore. I don't know. I don't
yeah,
know what
I
to
think,
do to help
I
these
think
people.
We have Edward Bernays to thank because all of this is
yeah.
is an offspring of his techniques of propaganda.
You're exactly
and
right.
And they're so effective. They're just so effective.
You are exactly right. Thanks, Daniel. Really appreciate that. Yeah, he's right. Hi,
yeah.
caller. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that yesterday my wife viewed the movie How the West Was Won.
Uh-huh.
I think that's one of those movies that they ought to show in the schools on history, how it doesn't show any racism at all, but just shows what the struggles they went through. It was a good show for just briefly telling how the West was won and some of the things they went through. So
excellent.
It's a good little show for people to see how the West was won.
Nice. How the West was won. You got it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. In fact, my husband and I were watching a series and it was really G-rated. And I like that about series when they don't go there, and they can, but they don't. As far as they don't get risque. And Heartland, it's like 13 seasons long, and it's a family biopic of Canadians, ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to the generations of their family. And so I always want to recommend, and I hope you guys do too, recommend some decent viewing that is actually pretty good. The kids would like to follow along these stories. But it's so G-rated, and I love that. And I love that they didn't leap into the Netflix world of disgusting. And I'm just happy to say Heartland is a cute series, 13 seasons long, really cute. Good series where they talk about values, you know, good old fashioned values. Don't you just love when they do that? Because honestly, it reminds me of the Little House on the Prairie kind of value oriented programming where they showcase that and the struggles of this family along the generations. We're missing that in these series right now. The series right now that Netflix are putting out are so godless and kind of horrifying that we actually terminated Netflix in our home because it was just so disgusting. There were so many series coming out. You know, the Obamas are part of Netflix, and if they're choosing the programming, if they're in on that at all, which, you know, as they have such a huge stake in Netflix now, that wouldn't surprise me. It's amazing that all these series are coming out anti-Christian and sex-filled and F-word-filled and everything else. We completely terminated, and it feels so good to not have Netflix in our home. Make your home a little castle is what I say. Burgess Owens. So the Hinckley Institute came out. The Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics is very interesting how they've been co-opted, and I'm sad to say that in Utah that's the case, but it's truly the case. They've been co-opted by the people put in charge. And so the Hinckley Institute came out and said that Ben McAdams and Burgess Owens, who we've had on the show multiple times, are neck and neck. They're both getting 35% of the 800 registered voters in the 4th District, which includes Salt Lake and Utah counties. I have a feeling that they polled mostly Salt Lake and not Utah County, because I don't think these two could be neck and neck. Burgess Owens would clearly have the win if we are still a red state.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that was it. I just wanted to share that with you, that they're actually saying that they are neck and neck, both 35%, which, it's so close. It's so close.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Deseret News. I'm sure the questions you probably asked. Anyway, this total socialist McAdams, what a joke he is. I mean, he's just absolutely asinine, and I can't believe anybody would vote for him. But anyway, he's in right now, and hopefully he'll be replaced by Burgess Owens.
Yeah. There's a reason they always say they're neck and neck.
Uh-huh.
It's because when Burgess loses by 1%,
mm-hmm.
nobody will question it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Well, they were neck and neck all
along.
Well,
it's Salt Lake, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't believe it for a moment.
No.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hello, Kate from Alaska.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, it's great. If you want to come to Alaska, it's a good time because there's no tourists here, so there's plenty of room.
Oh, my gosh. How are you guys responding to this whole COVID nightmare? Are people wearing masks up there like crazy? I mean, what's going on in Alaska?
Well, half the state lives in one town, and they have a mayor kind of like you see what's going on in the rest of the country. So those people are kind of subject to that kind of problem, and the rest of us are going on with our lives. The salmon are in, so we're all filling our freezers and
getting
ready
jealous.
For new season. And, you know, no, people for the most part aren't. Some of the older people are, and some people who have contact with older people are, you know, with those kind of things might make some sense. But there's a miracle going on here because we've had 10 or so deaths and 100 people in the hospital. And what has stopped is nobody is dying of natural causes anymore. So there seems to be something special about our water. So you can come here and live forever, evidently, because we have no flu deaths and nobody dying of natural causes.
Amazing.
And so, you need to leave your state and come here right away.
I know. It sounds like it. In fact, yes, they started counting flu deaths, apparently, according to Redfield, early February. So the whole entire year will be COVID-marked deaths. Uncle Milty?
Yeah. Hey, do the people of Alaska have a little thing set up if we want to come up and visit to put us up for the first 14 days?
Well, there's a paper you can sign, I guess. I've met some tourists that don't seem to be conforming with that. It's really not a huge thing here unless you're in Anchorage. And then right. it's kind of, and there's Juneau and all that area down there, but we don't really consider that part of Alaska.
Right.
They're like kind of a whole other thing. And real quickly, Uncle Melty, if you do have AIDS, like you said earlier, I hope there's no mosquitoes in the room because, you know, you're putting people at risk.
Yeah.
Around you. And secondly, I'm always the one that says, know who your governor is and vote for them and know who your chief law enforcement is, be it your sheriffs or whatever. And I've said that before COVID, and it's never more true than it is now. These are the people who actually have control over what happens in your lives. And unfortunately for us, we have fairly reasonable people in, except for the mayor of Anchorage.
They're
running our state pretty good, but the rest of the nation, when I turn on the news, it's really unbelievable to watch, quite honestly. And thank you for your show. I really enjoy both of you. Really,
thank you. Thanks so much. Really, thank you for the phone call. I love it. Thanks.
Yeah. So for his benefit, I won a golf game one time because of mosquitoes and AIDS.
What?
We were at the 18th hole. And we were tied. And the guy I was playing against was getting ready to try to make a birdie putt. And he lines up for his putt.
And
I said, I sure hope mosquitoes can't carry AIDS. And he missed his putt.
You're terrible. You are terrible. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Oh, please. We're going to be talking about HR2 in the final hour of today's show. HR2 that went to the Senate. We need to talk about this. Kind of amazing and sick, interesting bill. We're about to get more funding. Wasn't there an article talking about the money that Congress is churning out, the $600 a week, the fraud.
There's a lot of news about the
economy numbers. So are they extending all of that? Are they going to spit out a second check and pacify people? We shall see. It sounds like they are.
Well, Pelosi said this morning there are millions of people on the verge of absolute bankruptcy and poverty. So we need to send them their $600. like if you're that bad off, $600 isn't going to save you.
Well, yeah, and that's all they know. There was an article put out by John Rappaport, and it was talking about, come on, Trump, get your fire back. Get your fire back on COVID and start coming out of the gate. And I did agree with that. And somebody had said, well, see, Kate, you're coming to our side, the anti-Trump side. There is no anti-Trump or pro-Trump for me. What it is I'm recognizing all the things he's done and he's doing, and there are some really fantastic things.
Yep.
And I do wish he'd get his fire back. And maybe he's tired. Maybe he is just really tired of, I don't know what's going on with this whole COVID thing. And he's tried. He's tried with hydroxychloroquine. He's tried with all kinds of things. But doesn't get the headlines. I even have tape of him saying when they announced that they were doing a drill, basically an exercise, and they, instead of calling it a pandemic, they called it a live exercise. Yeah, I have that piece on tape. And Trump says, yeah, I wish you would have told us about it. Yeah. I should play that clip coming into the next hour. Anyway, Barr said that, actually, that we were in a live exercise with this thing. I wish he would come out fighting again. I wish he'd get his fire back. And let's hope he's going to. Let's hope he's going to call some of this stuff out. Anyway, we'll be right back with Dr. Pesta. Don't go anywhere.